Today, U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is in India, while Joint Chief of Staff Chairman Mike Mullen is in Pakistan. Both are urging calm between these neighboring nations in the wake of last week's terrorist attacks in Mumbai. For more on the situation, we're joined by John Elliott, who writes for Fortune magazine. He joins us now from Delhi. And if you could tell us a little bit about what Condoleezza Rice has been saying. She said earlier that these attacks weren't necessarily conducted by Al-Qaeda, but that they are, quote, the kind of terror in which Al-Qaeda participates. What else has she been calling on Pakistan and India to do?
Well, that's right. And she's also been making a distinction, as people have, especially from America, over the last few days, that nobody is accusing the Pakistan government of being directly responsible. They're more accusing the Pakistan government, though she doesn't put it quite like this, of allowing the terror strikes to be planned and executed out of that country. I think she really had two messages. One, she did say, though she wasn't very precise, that there was a need to deal firmly with stateless actors, being a euphemism for terrorists who aren't in the command of any country's government. But she also made a point which I thought was rather important. She was saying that it's not just finding those people who've done it that's important, it's stopping it happening again. And that means you've got to find out where these guys are coming from, how they're being armed, how they're getting their information. And she made the point that for India to do this, they need help from outside. America wants to help. Other countries want to help. And then she made the point very firmly that Pakistan has to help as well. So rather moving on from India wanting these 20 people to be handed over, which Pakistan will never do, she's taken a more forward-looking line and said, we need to stop these things happening again, and for that, Pakistan must help India.
Meanwhile, you have Mike Mullen in Pakistan. What is he hoping to achieve there?
Well, I guess there he's also trying to, I imagine he's trying to discover how far involved anybody in the army or in the ISI, that's the Pakistan Secret Service, might be in helping these terrorists to do what they've been doing. There is a strong suspicion, and it's absolutely correct, that for two decades, if not longer, people in the ISI, the Secret Service, the extremists, if you like, in that service, have been keen to strike India in Kashmir, and they may well still be helping Al-Qaeda or Taliban or whoever these people are, the Lashkar-e-Taiba is the group that's most often named, to do it. So I'm sure he's trying to find out what Pakistan's intentions really are and to try to get them to cooperate with India.
Back to India for a moment. Today, police found explosives hidden in a bag in Mumbai's train station, and they say this was probably left over from last week's attack. How are the people of India reacting to this news? They were already angry about how security wasn't able to respond to the attacks quickly enough.
Yes, and that's a rather simplistic comment by the police, isn't it, that it was left over from last week. I guess that's a good PR line because they wouldn't want to let the idea out that they've allowed any more explosives to be placed anywhere. But people in India really are angry. I've lived in this country in two different periods for about 15 years. I've never seen anything like this before. You see it in other countries, but you don't often see it in India, where people take to the streets and complain. They want change. And there hasn't been much change. All we've seen so far is the Home Secretary, the Home Minister, that's the head of the security services, I suppose, being changed. Nothing else has. The armed forces chiefs and other people are arguing and they're doing a blame game as to who's responsible. And people are getting angrier. They want change in terms of attitudes and actions by the politicians and the bureaucrats. They want visible signs that the corruption which impedes India's efficient government to stop. And they also want signs that something is being done to stop further attacks.
Elections in India aren't too far off. Is this a signal that the current government might be in jeopardy?
Absolutely. And there is a risk from the government's point of view that if they aren't seen to act, then the Bharatiya Janata Party, the BJP, which is a Hindu nationalist party which has been in power before, might appear to be a better option because it is tougher on this sort of subject. Congress has not really got it together. They don't have a good national leader. And there isn't the government isn't showing the drive and the command that people are increasingly wanting.
John Elliott is a writer in Delhi, India. He writes for Fortune magazine, and he also keeps a blog called Riding the Elephant. Thank you, John.
Thanks very much.